If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
Now, there is an acclaimed director who decided that during the Golden Globes Awards, when his movie, which is called Challengers, was nominated for 4 awards, but only walked away with 1, that he is going to walk out of the ceremony. So his name is Luca Guadagnino. He is very well known for having given us blockbusters such as Call Me By Your Name, A Bigger Splash, and the movie Queer. And a lot of people have said, listen, he's a bit of a diva for walking out of the ceremony because his movie only won 1 award out of 4 nominations. He should have just stuck around and been happy for everyone else. But in the world of sport, we also had Vinicius Jr., who everyone, actually globally, thought he was going to walk away with a Ballon d'Or. But the eve of the Ballon d'Or ceremony, Vinicius and the Real Madrid team decided that if he's not going to get the award, which it was already sort of decided and leaked that he wasn't going to get it, he's not going to attend. So he didn't attend. The club did not attend. And everyone, even then, were like, you're a loser. Be happy for other people. This is what I want to know. When people decide to... is it unprofessional?
But you can't have a sense of entitlement on something that is... because it's decided by other people. You know, people need to vote in on who they think is going to win whatever award is out there. So if something is dependent on other people, you already have absolutely zero control over what's going to happen.
But, Mfundo, if I know for a fact, no, I'm a teen, hi,
Hey, yami.
And then I'm there in my most best dress because I'm like, you know what? I want the picture of
when
me.
I walk up on the
you know,
stage.
When I walk up on stage, the speech is ready. This is going to be epic. And then I don't win.
I agree with Angie. You need to be gracious. It's not within your control. So for you to decide to walk out, that's absolutely uncalled for. I mean, I don't agree with that kind of a move. Just be happy for other people. Your turn will come again. It's because it's not decided by anybody else, but ordinary citizens who must vote.
Okay, what happens in the case of it being a promotion, M7Zini Tsikwe, where you know, you're like,
no, there you can contest it, right?
Oh, okay.
There you can actually go and ask your managers, and like, how did this person get this promotion?
And not me.
And you actually would have evidence. You would have, you know, facts. You can prove that actually you are the person for the gig.
Yeah.
Whereas in this case, I mean, it's just good sportsmanship just to say, you know what, well done. But we all know.
And also, what if the Golden Globes people decide, you know what, even when you make the best movie that we've ever seen in our entire lives, we are not even going to nominate you because you've got diva tendencies.
But this is why I want to bring it back to also reality. Not just Golden Globes. I want to bring it back to us as people, regular people. When you know this is my promotion, I am ready, and everybody, even at work, is bigging you up and saying,
congratulating you beforehand.
And then that email comes from HR and says, congratulations.
And
it's
Kumal.
Not your name.
It is not Informa Boy.
Are you happy for that person? Or, like Tsikwe says, I'm going to HR and saying, why this person and not me?
I would never contest, eh? Even if with the HR processes you are allowed to then bring in the evidence like Tsikwe says, I wouldn't. I'm just thinking everything is about timing. Your time will come. Maybe there's a reason why, if you were sabotaged, it happened in the way it has, but you'll find out later why exactly you were denied.
It's hot. Why the moment is happening, you must go ahead and tell them, no, guys.
But it's not your iron to hit at this point in time. No,
it's mine. You gave it to the wrong person. That was going on.
I like how Tico says, you've given it to the wrong person. That's what we're throwing out today as first things first. When you know that this thing is meant to be for you. It is either an award, it is either a promotion, it could even be a seat somewhere, esontweni, and you're like, hi, this is mine. And then come the moment of truth and you are not the one that has been awarded this particular position or this particular award. How do you feel? How do you reconcile your emotions in that particular moment? Are you happy for the person whose time it is? Because ushayinile, siyakubongela type vibe. Or are you the type of person that says, no, Utsikwe says,
no.
Nina ngiyaku HR. And I'm telling them, let's review this particular situation. Let's have a chat.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
We are asking the question, if you know that you are deserving of a particular thing, it could be an award, it could be a promotion, and somehow you don't get it, are you happy for the person who gets it? Are you contesting? Or are you just like, you know what? It was not my time. It's okay. I will wait.
Hey, morning, guys. Hey, you guys can call it diva tendencies, but I think amongst human beings, it's natural for us to want to be shown appreciation. Even the God we worship or Amadlozi that we worship want us to continuously show them appreciation through fellowship and worship. So if God wants that, so let people get the appreciation they deserve.
I'd say sometimes it makes careers. For an instance, if you look at Taylor Swift, that incident between her and Kanye West. So Kanye West walked onto the stage,
mm-hmm.
and said Beyonce had one of the best albums ever, you know?
Yeah.
Ever since then, yes, he was a diva, but we never knew Taylor Swift at that time. So yeah. I feel like sometimes it builds a person, you know?
Character building qualities. I got you. I hear you. Keep those voice notes coming. We will be taking more of them.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
When you are anticipating either a promotion, an award, or whatever the case may be, but some form of recognition in your life, are you happy for the person who gets it if it is not you? So basically, you're expecting your name to be called and it never is called. Are you happy for the person whose name does get called?
Hey, yabona lento enikhuluma ngayo lapho ngiyazi kahle ingaffecte kakhulu ke mina empilweni. Ngike ngasebenzele enye icompany, management yangibiza yangifaka kwi-succession plan yabo ukuthi hayi wena kwi-succession plan yethu bamba lapha ngoba kushoda kuyothi uma kuvela i-position u-apply-eke njengabanye abantu yavela angathathwa kwathathwa omunye umuntu. Kodwa ngangiloku ngike i-succession plan njalo uma kushoda kube yimi ovala ikhala. Kwaze kwaba ngo-5 efika ama-interview kuthiwa sorry to we regret to inform you did not make it. Cha kwaze kwafika la khona ukuthi nami ngikhontesteke. Ngasibangela iy'nkinga, ngasidonsela amanzi ngomsele, ngakhishwa nakuyo leyo succession plan leyo. Kwangabe kusaba mnandi-ke nje, ngavele ngagcina ngishiya phansi.
Oh, wow. So in a nutshell, for those who might not understand isiZulu, he says he was in this particular position where he was part of management succession plan whenever the person who is in the position that he was hoping to get would go away, then he would be the person who stands in for them. But when the time came for him to get the position, they gave him a regret letter. We regret to inform you that we have taken someone else. So when he contested it, things just became bad at work to a point where he decided to leave. I'm so sorry about that.
It happened to me 2022. Everybody was like, no, you've got this position. Hey, in E. Hey, the announcement came. It was somebody else. But boy, how I love it right now. Please come and help me. And when I say no, kunzima. And you look at the people who appointed them and say, yeah, this is your choice. Deal with it.
There's nothing that disappoints more than expectations. Yeah, mina, I wouldn't contest it. I think as a human being, of course, there will be that sadness, which is in the but in reality, I think everything should be for me. No, I wouldn't.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
If you are anticipating a moment in your life. It might have to do with you getting a promotion. It might have to do with you getting a particular award, even if it is an award at work, and you find yourself not getting this award. Are you happy for the other person who did get it instead of you? Or are you the type of person who doesn't, who when you don't get that promotion, you go to HR and you lodge your grievance?
Good morning. Good case, Kavinicius. Nani niyazi. Bam robile. So it was a good thing, Gutanga Ivele, because Bam robile because of Mnyama and Bafunuguti Mlungwin or Gumlung. Now, good case, come with director, Mkamu Pege, Uguti, Amamuva can nominate you against Mapama Move. And we are born Uguta, Msibens or Kushaila. So if you know good Msibens Ushaila, you know Msibens Ushaila, why made a back rob or why made Bawinisomunu moon to at your expense? Mina, yes, ngiyabuza ukuthi kuza kanjani ukuthi ning overlook emsebenzini umsebenzi ngoshaya inkinga kanti kuphi ngoba ufanele nami at least ngi reward we according to umsebenzi engiwenzayo ngiyabuza I can't be happy for someone else othathe the award kumele ngibize kimi or increase kumele ngibize kimi bese kumele ngim celebrate ayophila life engcono ngisa start kule engiyangeke.
So he basically says he would lodge a complaint. He would want to know why he has been overlooked for that particular position if he does not get it.
I mean, I will lose graciously. Even though I knew Ugut, I deserved it, it was mine, I will just smile and wave and graciously just walk away. I mean, there's a reason why they did what they did. If they did me dirty, it's up to them. I know what I'm worth, so I'll just walk away. I really will just walk away. Really just walk away.
I hear you, Mubulawa.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.